弟兄姊妹们平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
今天早晨我们要再一起来思想一个主题。
This morning, we will consider a topic together.
就是在圣灵里面祷告。
And that is to pray in the Holy Spirit.
我们刚才读的这一段犹大书的经文里面，我们看到他勉励弟兄们有四件事。
We see in a passage that we just read in the book of Jude that he encourages brothers and sisters on four things.
首先，我们看到这里说到在至圣的真道上造就自己。
First, it says, building yourselves up on your most holy faith.
这个题目我们在上一次差不多两个月前，我在弟兄姊妹中间已经分享了。
And this topic I shared with you about 2 months ago when I was here.
今天我要集中在圣灵里祷告这个题目。
And today I want to focus on praying in the Holy Spirit.
若是主的恩典也许可我们，我们再有几次，我们把第三方面跟第四方面，我们会再进一步的说明。
And if the Lord permits, then we will further study the third and the fourth topic in the future.
为什么在这里要特别提到说在圣灵里面祷告呢？
Why does it especially say here to be praying in the Holy Spirit?
我想我们都会祷告。
I think we all know how to pray.
可是祷告却是一个不容易学的好的功课。
But praying is something that is very difficult to learn well.
我们听到一个话是说三岁的孩子也会祷告。
We hear people say that a three-year-old can pray.
可是我们活到八十岁，我们的祷告可能还不一定能够学得好。
But even if we live until we're 80 years old, we may not have learned well how to pray.
我们所平常所熟悉的祷告，就像我们在聚会中或者我们自己跟神的祷告的时候，我们很多时候我们知道我们是用言语来表达。
We know that when we are praying in the at church or our prayers on a daily our prayers to the Lord, we use words to express ourselves.
尤其我们祷告的时候，别人能够跟我们明白我们所说的，跟我们一起响应的时候，那个就是在悟性里面的祷告。
Especially when other people pray with us, and for them to understand, that is the prayer in the mind and in understanding.
可是圣经里面也清楚地告诉我们，有一个祷告是在灵里、圣灵里面的祷告。
But the Bible also clearly tells us that there is a prayer that is in the Spirit.
我不知道你有没有这样的经历，当你有时候在一个非常情绪上面，不管是喜乐或者悲哀的时候，你甚至不知道怎么用言语来祷告。
I don't know if you've ever experienced that in a situation where either you are emotionally so joyful or so grieved that you don't know how to pray in words.
所以保罗他在罗马书里面说到，当我们在他曾经他也常常在一个情况之下，他觉得他的肉体跟他的属灵里面有个征战，他真的不知道怎么祷告的时候。
And that's why Paul in the book of Romans talks about a situation where there's a battle between the flesh and the spirit, and he does not know how to pray.
因此他说，我们的软弱有圣灵的帮助，我们本来不知道当怎么样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息为我们祷告。
So therefore, he says in Romans, in the same way, the Spirit also helps our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groaning too deep for words.
所以在这里我们看到祷告事实上有两方面，一个是我们人也别人也能够听得懂我们的，我们也能够很清楚地用我们所熟悉的语言表达的，这个是悟性的祷告。
So here we see there are two types of prayers. There's a type of prayer that we use words that other people can understand, and that is praying in the mind.
可是也有另外一种祷告，可能你是在灵里面的祷告，甚至不出声， 或者是按照圣经里面有的记载说是用方言别人可能也听不懂的一个方式来祷告，那个都可以算是在灵里面的祷告。
And we also see that in the Bible there is another type of prayer which is in the spirit, and that it may be soundless, it may be silent, or it could be in a tongue, speaking in a tongue.
可是我必须要提醒的是说，在悟性里面的祷告也必须是在灵里的祷告，或否则你的祷告只是对空气讲话，没有圣灵的同在。
But I have to remind you that even a prayer using the mind, in the mind, is, it also needs to have the Holy Spirit. Otherwise, you are, it's like you're speaking to the air.
所以我们说用圣灵，你们在灵里的祷告可以是没有语言的，也可以是出声的。因此是圣灵在我们里面引领我们向神的祷告。
So to pray in the Holy Spirit, you could be silent, or it could be audible, but it is your prayer in the Lord that is guided by the Holy Spirit.
如果你有这样的经历，或者听到别人说他们在聚会中用一种方言，就是平常我们所不是这个中文、英文这样的话来祷告的时候，那必须保罗已经说过，在会众在公开的用方言祷告是可以的。但是必须有人翻译。
So if we are to pray in a church, in a public place, using tongues, so it's not in English or Chinese, Paul says that there must be a translator.
但是保罗说他自己也有用方言祷告的经历，可是他都是在个人跟神相交的时候，因为他里面的思想或者他的情感已经快到丰富到一个程度，他无法用不要限制在我们这个讲话平常的这个速度里头，所以神感动他，他个人祷告的时候，他可以很自由的用方言祷告。
So Paul also says that when he uses the tongue to pray to the Lord, that he does so privately, because the way that he is thinking is so fast, and the thoughts that he has are so rich that the Lord, that he speaks to the Lord in a way that is in tongue.
我今天没有要讲用方言的祷告，而但是我是必须要以我们大家最熟悉的，因为我们用悟性的祷告，而且必须在圣灵的带领底下祷告，这一方面来跟弟兄姊妹们来彼此的劝勉。
So my focus today is not to pray in tongue, but to pray in the mind, but with the guidance of the Holy Spirit. That is what I want to share with brothers and sisters.
因此我需要在几方面来把它讲明白，比如说它是什么是圣灵的祷告，什么何时圣灵的祷告，为什么要在圣灵里祷告等等，让我们都在真道上面能够合一。
So, but I want to explain the what and the why of praying in the Holy Spirit, so that we can be unified in the most holy truth.
所以我们先谈什么是在圣灵里面祷告呢？
So first, let us talk about what is to pray in the Holy Spirit.
这里不是自己在那里自说自话，也不是在那里祷告的时候，你好像要等待一个什么事情奇妙的异象要发生。
So this is not to speak or to talk to yourself or to pray to wait for a miracle to happen.
而是要我们真的是谦卑的说，神啊，我真的不知道怎么祷告，或许我需要圣灵来带着我，能够有一个合神心意的祷告，那是依靠圣灵的祷告。
It is so that we must humbly come before the Lord and say, we do not know what to pray, and by the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we will pray.
如果神的圣灵能够引导我们在认罪，我们为自己的罪，或者我们为着别人的难处，我们有代求甚至引导的时候，我们说，圣灵啊，求主你来帮助我们能够合乎你的心意的祷告。
So whether we are doing a confession of our sin or to pray because others have difficulty, to pray for others because they have difficulty, or to pray under the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
首先，当我们有这样的心智的时候，我们就求圣灵来带领我们，能够结合我们的祷告，结出圣灵的果子。
And when we have such a thought, then we pray to the Holy Spirit that our prayer can bear the fruits of the Spirit.
所以我们刚刚已经说过了，为什么需要在圣灵里祷告。
So we talked about why do we need to pray in the Holy Spirit.
因为我们很软弱，我们的祷告常常不容易合神的心意。
Because we are very weak, and it is often that our prayers do not fit the Lord's will.
而且我们的言语很有限，很多时候我们讲一件事，其实我们讲怎么讲，各方面我们也表达不清楚。
And because our words are so limited that when we speak, we cannot express clearly what we mean.
所以我们需要求圣灵能够引导我们来向神祷告。
So therefore, we have to ask the Holy Spirit to guide us to pray to the Lord.
所以圣经上面也很清楚地告诉我们说，保惠师就是圣灵，他会引导指教我们，甚至我们祷告的时候，他也会可以带领我们进入神的真理里面。
So that's why the Bible clearly tells us that the Spirit of Truth, that the Protector, He will guide us into all truth.
祷告最主要的就是人跟神中间相交的时候，我们能够明白神的心意。
The most important thing about prayer is that when we interact with God, that we understand His will.
因此我们不只是要完全常，因为我们人用理性太平常了，太习惯了，所以我们有时候我们的灵就不容易向神敞开。
Because we often use our mind, it is more difficult for us to open our soul to God.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们来讲在圣灵里祷告，我再一次强调，必须我们是在，我今天要强调的是，我们是用我们的理性，我们的语言能够祷告，但是必须有圣灵，就像刚刚我们唱的那首诗歌这样，求圣灵带我们的祷告词能够到神的面前。
So today I must emphasize that even though we use words and we use our mind and our understanding to pray, our prayer must be in the Holy Spirit in order for it to go before the Lord.
我记得好多年好多年以前，我曾经参加一个退休会。
Many, many years ago, I attended a retreat.
那个退休会里面有一个专题，就是说怎么样靠用圣灵来祷告。
And one of the topics of the retreat is to talk about how to pray in the Holy Spirit.
因为还有别的专题，所以我就没有去那个专题，我选了我更适合我的。可是我后来听参加的人告诉我，
But I didn't go to that one because I selected one that I thought was more appropriate for me. But I heard afterwards from others who attended.
他说那个讲员在跟大家介绍什么叫做在圣灵里面祷告的时候，他教了很多的方法。
He said the speaker taught many approaches on how to pray in the Holy Spirit.
那么当然我们安静在神的面前，有音乐有怎么样，都很正常。
Of course, when we come before the Lord quietly and to have music, all these things are normal.
但是他告诉弟兄姊妹说，他那个时候带着大家安静，所谓的等候神的圣灵的时候，他突然告诉大家说，注意到你安静的听，圣灵现在已经越来越靠近了，好像说从50公尺到了隔壁了，现在已经到了我们的门口了。
And as everyone was sitting quietly there, he said, "Pay attention now. The Holy Spirit is close by. It's just 50 meters from us. It's close. It's right next to us now."
那我自己个人就觉得很奇怪，是这样吗？这个叫做在圣灵里面的祷告吗？
I find it to be quite strange and wonder if that is what is meant by praying in the Holy Spirit.
一直到今天我的领受，我觉得这个在圣灵里祷告不是在一种感觉里面，你说哦，他离我从远到近，现在已经到了我的面前了，这个我不太能够接受。
It's still difficult for me to accept that the Holy Spirit is far away and that it comes closer and closer to us.
因为圣灵在圣经里面说他已经住在我们心里面，当我们随时我们向他祷告，我们心里面认罪悔改，我们清洁干净的时候，你就能够随时随地接受圣灵在你里面的引导。
Because the Holy Spirit is already residing and living in us, that whenever we call upon the Holy Spirit, that it is there to guide us.
那么我们在什么时候或者在什么地方来祷告呢？
So where and when do we pray?
比如说我们在聚会里面。
For example, in our gatherings.
你突然被某一种情况很打扰你了。
That all of a sudden there's a circumstance that really bothers you.
我就有过这样的经历，在我聚会当中的时候，不管是这个外面的，比如说 PowerPoint 出问题的，或者在这上面讲到的人或者报告的人，就已经完全离开了主题。
And I have had such experiences where in a gathering, either there's something wrong with the PowerPoint or what the speaker is saying is so far from the topic.
在我们天然人里面，我很容易焦虑或者心里面不耐烦。
In our natural self, I would be worried and or impatient.
或者在那个时候，我突然想到了一件事，很紧急的事情，我心里面一直摆不下的那里，我的心思就没有办法。专注在聚会的身上。
Or all of a sudden, I think of something urgent that I cannot focus on the meeting anymore.
所以在那个时候，我就要靠着圣灵，就在圣灵里面，要求圣灵来安静我的心，让我安息在他的里面。
So then, at that moment, I have to ask the Holy Spirit to calm me down, to quiet me down, so that I can calmly.Sit before the Holy Spirit.
所以这就是随时随地，并且互相的代求。我为着那个讲员，为着那个报告事项的弟兄，我求主能够让他的讲得清楚。
And that is to pray at any time, at any place, and to pray for each other, to pray for the speaker, to pray for the brother who is managing the PowerPoint, to pray to the Holy Spirit.
我今天早晨。又在神的面前要为着今天的信息在做最后的在复习的时候。
And this morning when I was before the Lord to review what I will preach about today one final time.
我到最后几分钟里面，我把这个雅各书第五章十三节到二十节，我把它引用了出来。
And I draw upon the verses from the book of James chapter 5 verse 13 to 20.
13 to 20. 对不起，因为我实在是最后等一刻说是 last minute， 我把这个东西请周刚弟兄帮忙，然后我改了我的投影片，我也就没有办法来得及给我们翻译的姊妹打声招呼，说我要用这一段经文。
Because it was at the very last minute when I told Brother Tom Zhou that he wasn't able to tell us beforehand that these verses are being used.
所以我们现在来看雅各书第五章十三节，在这里有一直有几句话，这里说你们中间有受苦的呢，他就该祷告。
So James chapter 5 verse 13 it says, Is anyone among you suffering? Then he must pray.
你们有喜乐的呢，他就该歌颂。
Is anyone cheerful? He is to sing praises.
歌颂也是祷告的一个方式。
And praises is also a way of praying.
你们中间有病了的呢，他就该请教会的长老来，他们可以奉主的名用油抹他，为他祷告。
Is anyone among you sick? Then he must call for the elders of the church, and they are to pray over him.
你看他这里有好多种情况，我们等一下还会看到更多的情况。在这里说到有受苦、有喜乐、有病，这个都在很多环境里面，我们都需要祷告。
There are many circumstances mentioned here already that someone is suffering, someone is sick, someone is cheerful, and there will be even more. These are all circumstances that we encounter to pray.
而且这个祷告你可以是个人，可以是跟同伴，甚至你要到教会，请教会里面 比较属灵性带领我们的弟兄来为我们祷告。
And these prayers you can do individually with a group, or you can bring before elders who are spiritually more mature in church to pray together.
你知道，在今天我们知道有许多人有医病的恩赐，这是没办法否认的。
We know that today there are people who have the power of healing. We cannot deny that.
这圣灵给许多人不同的恩赐，但是他却这里说，你有如果有病呢？你要请教会的来长老来为你祷告。
And there are people who have such blessings; they are gifted. But here it says that if you are sick, to ask for the elders of the church.
那你现在可能会很自然的问我，那弟兄，那么如果有一个所谓的医治的一个特会，有人说他有，甚至我们也知道他有医病的恩赐的时候，我们是不是可以去参加那个特会，或者去找他呢？
And you may naturally have a question to say, if I now know that there is a gathering of healing, can I go to, and we know that that person can heal, can we go to that, that gathering? Can we go look for that person?
因为那种聚会或拿一个讲员，我个人不能够一下子告诉你，因为我不知道具体的是什么的话，我不能说可以或者不可以。
Because I don't know that person, it's hard for me to say yes, you can go or you cannot.
但是这里很明显的说，你如果自己在自己的教会里面的长老的话，带领的弟兄是你熟悉的，你接触过他，你知道他生命的光景，因此在这里还是经文里面说，你最好就近的，因为那种其他的特会不是经常会发生的，你可以去找你的教会的连有灵性成熟的弟兄来为你祷告。
So, but here it says that if anyone is sick, that they must call for the elders of the church, someone who you are familiar with, that you already know that you can call upon.
而且这里甚至说，可能要借着用油抹他，为他祷告。
And here it says anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord.
我记得我以前在学习的时候，带领我的弟兄。我跟他一起出去祷告的时候，他身上是带着一个小小的一个橄榄油的瓶子。
And I remember when I used to learn to pray with a brother, he would carry a little jar of olive oil.
他告诉我说，其实这个油本身没有什么功效，可是圣经里面既然用这个橄榄压油成渣这个来做预表的时候，这是代表着一个曾经被受苦的生命。所以我们就用这个，不是油本身有什么经历有什么力量，而是我们很慎重的来奉主的名来求主的圣灵来光照洁净，我们来为他祷告。
And he would say that there's nothing special about the oil, but since the Bible uses the crushed olive and the oil from the crushed olive as a sign, then we will very seriously and cautiously bring this with us when we go pray.
所以接下来这里说到出于信心的祈祷，若是我们有信心祈祷，要救那个病人。主必叫他起来，这是第十五节。他若犯了罪，也必蒙赦免。
And in verse 15, it says,
是我们的信心，神给我们的信心，我们来为他祷告，不是那个油的功效。可是这个病人如果犯了罪，他也认罪的时候，他一定蒙赦免。
And verse 15 says, And the prayer offered in faith will restore the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up, and if he has committed sin, they will be forgiven him.
所以16节说，所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。一人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的。
Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so you may be healed. The effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much.
当然教会成熟的人，长老或者带领我们的弟兄，我们说他们是义人。
Of course, we say that the elders of the church, those who are guiding us spiritually, these are righteous men.
但是我们每一个人，我们只要是蒙恩得救的人，都是被称义的人。我们也是义人。
But all of us who are saved by salvation, we are also righteous men.
所以我们刚刚说，你如果有病了，你去请教会的长老，那是主，那是神借着教会的权柄，让这位教会的负责弟兄，他能够彰显神的荣耀，所以有一个形式上面的意义。
So there is meaning to that, to the formality that when you are sick, that you call upon the elders of the church because of the power that God has bestowed upon the church.
但是这里我们看到他说我们也可以彼此认罪，因为我们都是被神称义的人。如果我跟哪位弟兄或姊妹有过节的时候，我们彼此认罪来求神赦免，求神为着某一些事情祷告的话，这里说的神要垂听。
And however, even if we are confessing our sins to each other, that if there are brothers and sisters who have offended each other and are confessing their sins to each other, here it says that the Lord, when they pray together, the Lord will also listen to their prayers.
所以我们看到十七节，接下来举了一个圣经的先知人物以利亚，与我们是一样性情的人，他恳切祷告，要求不要下雨，雨就三年零六个月不下在地上。
And then here we look at a prophet Elijah. 17 says, Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on earth for 3 years and 6 months.
18节说，他又祷告，天就降下雨来，地也生出土产。
Then he prayed again, and the sky poured rain, and the earth produced its fruit.
所以你看到这个祷告，在圣灵里面祷告。他不但为着人的罪，他为着大自然，他为着我们的生病，他为着土地里面的生产，都是在神的允许底下，神的应许里面可以做的。
So we see that the prayer is not just about a sick person, but also about the land, about the produce of the world, and about the natural scenes. These are all things that God has promised.
一直到了第十九节，那个后面那里讲到说，你们中间若有失迷真道的，有人使他回转，这个是在神的面前最蒙神所悦纳的。
And then in verse 19 it says, My brethren, if any among you stray from the truth, and one turns him back.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们现在就看到了，在圣灵里面的祷告，在有方方面面，神都希望我们个人也有，我们跟肢体中间的关系，还有我们在教会里面都可以实行的。
Now we see that in prayer, whether it is the interaction between the parts of the body, that these are all things we can practice.
我们为着自己的需要，为着这个整个环境，为着国家，为着执政掌权的，当我们遵照着神的心意祷告的时候，那就是在圣灵里面的祷告。
When we pray according to the Lord's will, whether it is for the sovereign, for things of the world, for circumstances around us, that is to pray in the Holy Spirit.
那么我们再进一步说，那么我们要怎么样在圣灵里面祷告呢？
So then let us further look at how do we pray in the Holy Spirit.
当然我们恳切的为着我们的难受的东西，我们的感恩来到神的面前，这就是圣灵的祷告。
Of course, we earnestly pray for our difficulties, and that is to pray, that is how we pray in the Holy Spirit.
但是我们这些都是跟我个人有关系的，我们很容易来祷告，想起来来祷告。
So for things that are related to me, it's very easy to remember them in our prayers.
但是我们有时候对着神的，跟我个人可能没有直接的生活的关系，可是我们看到大自然，我们想到了神的创造的时候，你有没有发出赞美来和感恩的祷告呢？
But when we look at the nature, when we look at the world around us, when things are not directly associated with us, do you have a prayer of praise and thanks to the Lord?
你有没有这种经历，就是你曾经在一个，你不是想到任何事情，你就是在一个情况，大自然的光景里面，你突然，你感受到神的伟大，而且你就发出了赞美、感恩来。
Have you ever been in a situation where for nothing specific, but you see the greatness of the nature and you pray to the Almighty God about His creation?
我就简单的提一个经历，那么详细的我可能到下一次讲那个在神的爱中里面的时候，我再跟弟兄姊妹讲解。
I will very quickly talk about an example and then maybe go into more detail next time when we talk about in the love of God.
差不多十年前我有一个机会，我到了新西兰去，因为我的儿子那时候在那里有两年的时间参加一个环境保护的一个 program.
About 10 years ago, I had an opportunity to go to New Zealand because my son was in an environmental program there.
你知道新西兰据说是现在地球上比较没有被太多污染的有一小块的岛屿。
You may have heard that New Zealand is one of the most least polluted and protected place on earth.
我去看他的时候，他就告诉我说，今天晚上我要带你去看一件很稀奇的事情。
And he said, tonight I will bring you to see something amazing.
我想那个事情我下次讲啊，因为今天讲的这个时间可能不够。可是我们那天去在那个海滩，在沙滩上等的时候，等了一个多小时，不能出声，因为怕打扰到那个动物的出现。结果很失望，它没有出现。
So we were on the beach and we waited for an hour for the animal to come, and it was very disappointing because they didn't come.
结果我躺在那个地上，或者一直安静又不能出声，我抬头就看那个天空的时候。
And I was laying there because we could not make any noise, and I was looking up to the sky.
吓我一大跳，我突然看到满天的，以前听说什么星云呐、银河啊，这些东西都是在我的字眼里面，可是我那天看上面的时候，我突然看到了这个，就叫做这大概就是所谓的星云星河的那个壮观。
And all of a sudden I realized that the stars and the galaxies, even though those words were in my vocabulary, but when I looked up in the sky and I saw how majestic they were.
很多以前的图片我看到说什么用天文望远镜看到了多少多少什么样的东西，那一天因为空气太干净了，所以我就看到了，就在我的眼前，就在我的上方。
And in the past, I've heard that you need to use telescopes to see these stars, but because the air was so clean, I looked up and they were right in front of me.
所以我就很自然地发出了赞美来。
And then I very naturally praised the Lord.
所以我们在各种环境里面都可以来跟神祷告。
So under all kinds of circumstances, we can pray to the Lord.
那么在圣灵里面祷告真的实行的时候，可以有几方面。
And when we are practicing how to pray in the Lord, there are a few elements.
对自己认罪与悔改。
The confession of sins and the repentance for oneself.
这也不是说为着别人就不可以做，是说你最重要的认罪与悔改，我们是先对自己。求圣灵来光照。
It doesn't mean that you cannot do it for others, but the most important thing is to confess your own sin and to repent to the Lord.
我们祈求和代求是为着别人的。
And then the petition and prayers for others are for other people.
我们也常常对着神要发出赞美跟敬拜感谢来。
And often we have to praise and thank the Lord.
我刚刚讲到了我们读的雅各书里面，那里讲到了怎么样的祷告，哪些方面的祷告神一定会垂听。
And in the book of James I talked about those circumstances when you pray that the Lord will listen.
但是圣经里面也有好几方面的告诉我们说神有些对我们的一些的祷告他不听的。
But the Bible also clearly tells us what kind of prayers he will not listen to.
比如说你若心里面一直想着是罪孽的话，想着犯罪的事情，为着最终之乐的祷告，神 神爱你，他不会答应你。
If your heart is full of sin and you are indulging yourself in those sinful things, then even though the Lord loves you, He will not listen to your prayer.
你心里面为着私欲、为着罪孽来求，就不是在圣灵里面的祷告。
If your prayer is selfish and is in sin, then it is not a prayer in the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的祷告，圣灵随时敏感于在我们里面的带领。
The prayer in the Holy Spirit is sensitive to the Holy Spirit.
而且他会把那个感动，甚至要说的话指教我们。
To a point that it will touch us and give us the words of prayer.
这是必须在于我们平常就有这些准备，我们跟神的关系，你就能够敏感，你知道怎么祷告。
That depends on our relationship with the Lord, that we are sensitive to Him, that, that on a daily basis that He can give us these words.
所以我刚刚说过，这四件事情里面最主要的根基是在自身的真道上造就自己之后，我们再说在圣灵里祷告。
So therefore, I mentioned of the four things that first you have to build yourself up in your most holy faith, then you can pray in the Holy Spirit.
今年二月份的时候，我有机会回到了台湾。
In February of this year, I had the opportunity to return to Taiwan.
一方面是因为疫情放松了，那么我也好多的事情是四年多没有回去，我要去处理。
And first it's because of COVID and the pandemic, I haven't been back for 4 years and there were just many things to take care of.
我走的前一个礼拜突然知道说我以前大学毕业的同班的同学他们要在那个时间里面开一个同学会。
And the week before I left, I found out that my college friends were going to hold a reunion.
我都没办法想象那个叫做五十年毕业五十年的同学会，我已经毕业五十年了。
I couldn't imagine that this is a 50-year reunion that I have graduated 50 years ago.
所以我们去参加的时候，我就发现的大家以前全部都变样了，都变样了，包括我自己。你只能依稀的看出，哦，这个就是他，可是大部分人都变了。
And what you realize is that everyone has changed, myself included, that you can hardly tell who's who.
其中有一个同学让我特别的注意，是因为我刚刚进场，他们已经有人在的时候，有一位负责今天召集的女同学比较细心，她就看到我，她就来拉着我，拉到旁边，很快的讲了几句话。
And as I was entering, there is a female hostess. She was one of the person responsible for putting together the reunion. She pulled me aside to say a few words.
她说等一下某某我黄同学，她你看到她的行为样子有点怪的时候，你不要，你要注意，你要知道不要大惊小怪，因为她已经有了这个痴呆症的前兆前状。
And she said, when you see one of our classmates, if he behaves strangely, don't be alarmed, because he already has early stages of Alzheimer.
这个时候我当然他们好意，我就注意到了，果然看起来有点不自然。那么也因为同学有十几个嘛，在那里又坐着两桌，所以我也没有就刻意去跟他打招呼。
And because of her warning, I did notice that he was a bit unnatural. But because there were dozens of people, there were more than a dozen people there and two tables, I didn't specifically go over to speak with him.
当我们在交谈的别的同学就告诉我说，你知道吗？这个黄同学，他的名字被刻在台北好几个地方的地铁站的出口，他的名字被刻在那个石碑上。
And when we were chatting, some of my classmates asked me if I knew that his name, this person's name, has been carved in stones at the exit of subways in Taiwan.
因为他是杰出的校友，他对着台湾的地铁有很大的贡献，所以他们把他名字刻在那上面。
Because he is a very illuminous alumni, and because he has made great contributions to the subway system in Taiwan, so they carved his name at the exit of the stations.
而且他曾经是在纽约的世贸大厦，那个911完全垮了以后，他参与那个世贸大厦底下地铁的重建的工作。
And after 9/11, when the World Trade Centers collapsed, he also joined the work of rebuilding the subway station at the World Trade Site.
所以他们说他是一个专业的人才，可是今天他已经有点痴呆了。
They said that he is a great professional talent, but today he already has Alzheimer.
当然那一天聚会就没有多谈，当我回去了以后，离开了以后，有一位同学就打电话给我。
And we didn't talk about it too much at the reunion, but after we went home, one of the classmates called me.
这也是我大学很好的，我们大学班上就三个女同学，这一位跟也是基督徒，所以他就提醒我说，你如果在台湾还有时间，你要不要私底下去看望这位痴呆症的同学。
And we only had three females in our class, and she was one of them, and she called me and she said, if you still have time in Taiwan, do you want to visit him privately?
所以我就尽量在我要回来的前几天，我约上了他，我就去看他。
So therefore, I especially tried to make an appointment, and a few days before I left Taiwan, I was able to see him.
当然，这一切都是经过他太太来联络的。
Of course, I was able to connect with him through his wife.
当我那天到了他家的时候，我发现他早就带着笑容在那里迎接我，等着我来，而且话不多，可是我看不出他有什么不对啊。
And when I arrived, he was very bright. He was waiting for me already, and I couldn't tell that there's anything wrong with him.
可是在旁边有另外一个大学的同学，他那天自己也来了，所以他一直跟我眨眼睛，大概就说你要小心讲话。那我就不讲，那我就那一位同学从加拿大回来。
But that day, he also had another visitor from Canada, and he kept on winking at me. So then I said very little.
所以当我们在谈话的时候，我知道这位加拿大同学为什么会一直在台湾，原来他也遭遇到了很大的困难。
Now I know, and then I found out that the reason why the visitor from Canada was winking her eyes is because he had encountered great difficulties.
他也有很大的事业，可是现在他的太太要跟他搞离婚，把他法院已经把他的什么东西都封了。
And because the person from Canada, he was also going through a very difficult time, and his spouse wants to have a divorce, and the court has already froze all the assets.
而且他身体上面有很多的病，尤其有严重的是什么必须回台湾动手术等等，因为加拿大他连房子的钥匙都换了，他不能回去，无家可归了。
And he is also full of illness and therefore came to Taiwan for an operation because in Canada he didn't even have the keys to his house anymore.
所以他的情况很糟糕，就是曾经也是这么有事业的人，结果现在家庭事业都没有了，跟个游民一样的跑到台湾来找亲戚，找什么来医病，来找同学。
And he used to have a very successful career and a great family, but now all the things are falling apart, and he came back to Taiwan to look for friends, to look for relatives.
所以我当那一天我在跟他们交流说，我突然看到我前面两个曾经都是这么有前途、意气风发、有成就的同学，他们两个人都落在这种的苦的里面。
And that day, I saw two of my classmates who were once so successful and glorious, but now both have fallen into a state of suffering.
圣灵在我里面就有了一个极大的怜悯，要为他们祷告。
And the Holy Spirit had this great mercy in me to pray for them.
他们以前知道我在大学的时候，我知道他们都在，他们玩很多东西，他们知道我去聚会，所以他们知道我是基督徒。
And when I was in college, they knew that I was Christian because whenever they went out to play, I would go to church.
他们也知道我早就莫名其妙的工作不做的去做的牧师，所以他们觉得很奇怪。
And they also knew that a long time ago I had given up my job to be a pastor, and they also find that to be very strange.
我们同学会五十年同学会在聚会中间也没有时间来谈这些，大家都谈别的。所以那天在家里面的谈话，我就着他们的难处困难的时候，突然圣灵在我里面一个催逼说，你要跟他们传福音。
And because at the reunion we didn't talk much about this, when I was at his house, there's an urging from the Holy Spirit to say that you have to preach the gospel to them.
因为过去五十年大概就见了这一次，在下面还有没有五十年再见第二次都不知道。
Because this is the first time I saw them after 50 years, I didn't know if there's going to be a next time.
所以圣灵的感动里面就让我开口了。告诉他们，就着他们的难处，说要不要你们愿不愿我为你祷告
？And the Holy Spirit touched me to say to them, for the difficulties that you have, do you want me to pray for you?
结果他们都说愿意，那我就大胆的为着病人，为着家庭困难的，我真的想到他们的困难，想到他们的难处，我真的里面大有怜悯。
And therefore, I was greatly encouraged and boldly prayed about their illness and the difficulties in their family, and I had this tremendous mercy in me that for them.
你知道最令我感动的是，当我大胆的要求，我问那个太太，我说，我想为你们，你先生这个，我的同学这些难处来祷告。我主角是他，那个家庭。有困难的，我还是摆在第二，他是第二位。
I asked the wife, how can I pray for your husband? Because I felt they were the primary people that I was speaking to, and the schoolmate from Canada is still in a second place.
你知道，当我这样问他太太的时候，我发现这个老年痴呆症已经有症状的这个同学呢。他前面也是这么好像看着笑笑的，我都看不出他有问题。这个时候我发现他就抓着他的太太的手，一直摇他太太。
And my friend who I thought was looked fine and didn't feel like there's anything wrong with him, at that moment he grabbed onto his wife and shook her.
哎，就好像我的那个五岁的孙子孙女一样，抓着他妈说。要嘛，好不好？我们要祷告，好不好？就这样子。
And it's like my five-year-old grandson and grandchildren that they would grab onto me and say, "I want it, I want it."
哎呀，我一下子就那个怜悯就出来了，我就说，他要，他说呀要，我就跟加拿大同学说，我们也一起为你祷告，好不好？那他。大家全场他们都说要，我们要祷告。
And because he said that, I said, well, if he wants it, then let's pray together, and I will also pray for you. And I said to my friend from Canada.
当然，你知道那个祷告最重点不是求医治，那个祷告的前面的最大的重点，让他们带他们认罪，让他们认识耶稣基督。
But you know, the most important part of that prayer is not to ask for healing, but to confess their sins and to repent.
当我们祷告完，后来又有了一点时间，我们要走了。
And then, of course, after the prayer, we have to leave.
所以他们，我们就一起，他们送我去坐车。
And then they walked me out into the car.
这个时候我发现，大家的话都开了。加拿大的同学，他跟我太太走在后面，我陪着这一对走在前面。
And then I found that at that moment that everybody opened up to speak. My friend from Canada was walking with my wife, and I was walking with the couple in the front.
我才知道神都已经在他们身上都已经有了福音的工作。
And then I found out that the Lord has already done the work of gospel on them.
这个加拿大的同学他说他们家四个兄弟里面到现在就是他一个没有受洗，其他三个都信了。
And my friend from Canada told us that among the four siblings, all three of his brothers have been baptized, and he's the last one.
而这位生病的同学，他太太告诉我，他们家就现在是住在玛丽兰。
And the wife told me that the couple that they are living in Maryland.
而且有，他们也去过华人教会，华人教会也对他们有很多的接触。
And she told me that they've also been to Chinese churches and that there's a lot of interactions with the churches there.
所以我们看到在圣灵里面他引导我们的祷告是何等的宝贝。
So we see that the prayer that is guided by the Holy Spirit, how precious they are.
我们可以为自己，我们可以为别人。
We can pray for ourselves, we can pray for others.
我们可以向着神献出我们的感恩。
We can give our praises and thanksgiving to the Lord.
那么在圣灵里面祷告，你看到帖撒罗尼迦保罗告诉我们说，要常常喜乐，不住的祷告。
So in 1 Thessalonians, Paul says to rejoice always and pray without ceasing.
要凡事谢恩。
And in everything give thanks.
不要消灭圣灵的感动。
To do not quench the spirit.
不要藐视先知的讲论。
Do not despise prophetic utterances.
你知道圣灵的感动绝对不会跟我们神的话、先知的讲论起冲突的。
You know that the guidance of from the revelation from the Holy Spirit will not be in conflict with the Word of God.
所以我们今天要来到的结论。
So now we come to the conclusion for today.
圣灵的祷告，我们的本分要做的是，我们要熟悉神的话。
So what we need to do to pray in the Holy Spirit is to be familiar with the Lord's words.
我们要渴慕神的话。
We have to thirst for the Lord's words.
我们要经常的、常常的、不住的谢恩、操练神的同在。
And we have to continuously and endlessly seek His presence.
所以这里有几句，有我用了一个英文字叫做 ACTS, A-C-T-S。来总结在祷告圣灵里祷告的几个方面。
And I use this word, English word acts to summarize the few dimensions of praying in the spirit.
这个 act 四个字母，第一个 A 代表 adoration.
So the first letter of the word acts, adoration.
它就是敬拜的意思。
It means to worship.
第二个 C 是讲的是 confessions.
The second letter C is confession.
就是承认认罪的意思。
It is to admit, to confess your sin.
第三个 T 字 thanksgiving.
The third letter is T, thanksgiving.
就是感恩感谢的意思。
It means to be grateful, to be full of thanks.
第四个 S 是 supplication.
And then the last letter S, supplication.
那就是指的代求的意思。
And that is to petition for others.
所以这四个英文字其实可以帮助我们很简要的抓到在圣灵里面祷告的几方面。
So these four letters tells us the critical elements of praying in Holy Spirit.
求神恩待我们，今天虽然只用着这一句话，这一个在圣灵里祷告这么几个字，可是我们把什么叫做圣灵跟我们的祷告中间怎么样的应用，我们都有了一些说明。
We thank the Lord that even though it is just one single verse, praying in the Holy Spirit, that we understand that praying and the Holy Spirit and the multiple elements within that.
求神让我们在个人在教会里面多有操练。
May the Lord help us to have practices in our lives and in church.
今天为什么基督徒我们看到没有读圣经，不认识真理，不祷告，人生观仍然有许多的世俗的影响，而且对死亡充满了恐惧呢？
Why is it that today Christians do not read the Bible, they don't know the truth, don't pray, and are still influenced by the world and even full of fear of death?
甚至其他的几方面，比如说我们有了冲突，我们不直接找当事人去对质，我们还会传闲话、批评、论断，我们都把这些当作理所当然的。
And even to a point when if there's a conflict, we don't go speak to the person directly involved. We spread rumors, we criticize, we judge, and we think these are all normal.
这些都是没有在至圣的真道上造就自己，也没有在圣灵里祷告的表现。
But these are all things that are resulting from those who are not building yourselves up in the most holy faith and not praying in the Holy Spirit.
求神恩待我们，让我们在主里面扎根，我们真的在这两方面作为我们的基础，我们下次有机会我们再来看什么叫做在主的爱中来建立自己。
And may the Lord be gracious to us that we are grounded in these first two verses, and next time we can look at what it means to be in the love of God.
而且我们要仰望耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。
And then we are waiting anxiously for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to eternal life.
今天听完信息以后，我希望每一位人，弟兄姊妹，我们自己在神面前反思，我们有没有在圣灵里祷告的体验和见证。
And after today's sermon, I want every brother and sister to reflect whether or not you have the experience and testimony of praying in the Holy Spirit.
求神恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
请我们祷告。
Let us pray.
恩主啊，但愿今天早上这一段的信息是被你圣灵所使用的。
Gracious Lord, we pray that this sermon this morning is used by your Holy Spirit.
你也知道今天早晨我心中的匆忙，而且发现自己怎么样准备都讲不清楚的时候，里面的焦虑。
Lord, you know the anxiety in me when I felt hurried and that I found I could not explain with through words the things that I wanted to explain.
但是你又再一次的用圣灵来引导，来安慰，来借着弟兄姊妹的帮助，让我们能够把我所知的有限的能够分享出来。
But once again, through your Holy Spirit, through the guidance of your Holy Spirit, you have helped me to share with brothers and sisters what is limited within me.
求神你的恩典，你的圣灵的同在，在这个教会里面。
Lord, may your grace and your presence be with this church.
继续带领我们前面的道路。
To continue to guide us on our way forward.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.